Hi, hello, how are you? Welcome to the I've Always Said That podcast with your host, Brad, and it is time to review, recap, reanalyze RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, Episode 14. How's your headliner? The semi-final. Episode 14, oh my god. We're there. We're so close. We are so close. We've come so far. It got so... That was terrible. Sorry. Anyway, let's get straight into it as we always do. After the non-elimination last week, all are thrilled. Everyone's happy. They're all overjoyed. Lies. Joking. Sam is happy that they're there, but annoyed. And honestly, so fair. Like, especially at such a crucial spot, top five, assuming you're going into top four, Sam's position, she's just one, and then no one goes home. I'd be a bit like, come on. It was right there. It was right there. Anyway, they all celebrate Sam's entering into the Three Wins Club. Yay for Sam, yay for Sam. But we are at a top five once again. So the question is, what's going to happen? What are we doing here? What's the go? We will find out. It's a new day in the workroom, and in fact, it is the last new day in the workroom. That's right. Rue confirms it is the semi-final, and in 2 weeks, we'll be crowning a winner, baby. Yes. For this week's Maxi Challenge, they are auditioning to star in RuPaul's Drag Race Live in Vegas. That's right. There's a couple layers to this challenge, and as there should be for the final Maxi Challenge of the season. First of all, they have to take publicity photos and videos for the show. They have to sit down with the one and only large and in charge, chunky yet funky Latrice motherfucking Royale. Absolutely miss her. She hasn't been on our screens in a while. Glad she's here, and I feel like she's perfect for the interview portion. And then finally, they will be doing a performance debuting the new song Gift Shop, which will be added to the Vegas show lineup. Just a couple things in there. Just a couple things, right? Oh my god, the pressure is on. How exciting. I think the Vegas show is probably one of the best things that's come from Drag Race. One, for like the production, the world, the life that is Drag Race. It's, you get to go see it in person. I would love to go. If anybody had any Sydney tickets and wants to send them to me, I would gladly take them. It would be amazing. And this is just like such an entertaining challenge. For the very first saw it in season 12, I believe, when they originally started the show in Vegas. So it's still going. It's still a hit. It's still out there. And at the end of little RuPaul's spiel, at least one of you will be going home. At least. At least. And I'm like, I don't know. I just don't see them doing a double sachet. I don't know why that was so hard for me to say. It's because I simply can't fathom it. No, I don't see them doing a double sachet. I just don't see it. Obviously, I think one person will be going home. Double, I don't think so. Anyway, the girls get into writing their publicity videos, and the first thing I notice is immediately Sam and Susie go into their comfort zones. Sam of being country, howdy, western, being from the south, and Susie being her flapper girls, quirky, shorter thing. And the other girls point out, this is Vegas. Like, you got to bring Vegas. You got to bring showgirl. That's what the challenge is. That's the assignment. And Susie's like, I'm just being underestimated like I have been all season. And then, this is quote for quote, the season that I've been dominating. Susie, you've been doing really well this season. Yes, you haven't placed below safe. Dominating? No. No. If you had four wins and hadn't been in the bottom at all, I'd be like, yeah, you're dominating. But I don't think you're dominating. Let's just take it down ever so slightly. Ever so slightly. Into the photo shoot, Jules is up first and she looks fucking phenomenal. Just gorgeous in this like beige lingerie showgirl moment where she got her feathers and everything. She has just nailed it to a T, and she has the best chemistry with Rue. Rue's there like directing them and everything. And it's just like seeing them interact in this sort of environment. I like seeing this last season as well when they did the photo shoot for the semi-final. I love Rue in this setting. I feel like she's in her element and helping the girls just feel comfortable and get the best shot out of them, which is what I think she's done with Jules. Jules, amazing in that. Anya seemed a bit nervous at first. She said photo shoots aren't really her thing, but she warms up really quick when she brings out her personality and she starts chatting to Rue, and she's just like giving the Diana Ross of it all. And it's just, she's fun, obviously, love it. Sam looks really, really cool. She's wearing like kind of like a, it's giving space. She's in like a tight little gown, which I think limits her movement a bit in what she can actually do in the photo shoot. So I'm a bit like, okay. When it's Susie's go, Rue asks Susie if she has dreamt of being in Vegas. And she's like, no. That is the challenge. That is part of the brand. You say yes and you would... Susie. And not only that, she comes to the Vegas promo photo shoot in a little... I can't remember what musical they said it was from, but it's like a sailor, little sailor's outfit, flapper sort of vibe. And I'm like, how is that matching Vegas whatsoever? She's just really missing the mark there on the Vegas thing. I'm like, okay. Lexi looks gorgeous. She looks like a outer space alien beauty. She's struggling a bit with the direction from Rue as well. She's like, Rue's like asking her to like put her lip over her teeth slightly and do like a face. I didn't really get what she was asking for either. So if I was Lexi, I'd also be confused. But I was like, I don't know what's going on. But the shot we got looks great. So Lexi, love. Next, we have the interviews with Latrice Royale. And overall, I thought it was pretty good. Like, it was fine. I do think I prefer the interviews with Rue and Michelle, even though they seem a bit more scripted in a sense. I liked Latrice as the interviewer, but I don't know. Just the girls being in drag, I feel like, put up a little bit of a wall almost. Especially with Sam and Susie, they came across a tad, ever so slightly a tad superficial. Sam with her cockiness, which she admitted to, her confidence, and Susie just being like, I'm dominating, I'm great, I'm doing great at everything. And I'm just like, just give it a rest, please. The other three, especially Lexi, really got into their past, and it was cool to see like how that's affected where they are now. Jules, I think, is doing really well. And she has a moment where she gets asked by Latrice where she's going to be in 5 years. One, hate that question. Terrible question. I don't know where I'm going to be. Shit happens. But she kind of sits there and she takes a moment. And she's just like, And Latrice is like, I've stumped you, haven't I? And she's like, yeah, you have, actually. And this could have been taken either way by the judges. It could have been like, you don't have a plan, you don't know what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. But it was taken like, no, a moment of vulnerability and to show that there is room to grow and you need to have like a direction and everything. And that was relatable. And I was like, okay, well, I'm glad that was the direction they went, because that's how I kind of took it. Because like, I don't know where I'm going in 5 years. Oh my gosh, she is relatable, queen. We have the gift shop performance, and look, I'm just disappointed they didn't get to do their own verses, like a remix. It made it a little bit lackluster, in my opinion. I was just like, oh, they're just lip syncing to a RuPaul song. Okay. Work. I did think Lexi and Sam shined the most. They grabbed my attention. Their outfits were the best, the most brightest. They were just really giving it. I did not love Susie's performance. It didn't grab my attention. And when I did look at her, I was like, she's just giving Susie in her flapper 1920s sort of vibe. And I'm like, she's just not translating it to like Sam could have gone country and been like, put a little country spin on the choreo, but she didn't. She made it Vegas because that was the challenge. Overall, not a very memorable performance, to be honest. The lack of Queen's verses just really made me disinterested. I saw a post actually, and it was like a season without a remix and without a girl group challenge. Why? That's some of the best challenges and some of the best episodes. Why would we not do that? Anyway, on to the runway, and the category is opulent outerwear. I will say I'm surprised it's not finale eleganza. I'm trying to think last year if they... I don't think the category was finale eleganza last year for the semifinal. Anyway, interesting. Jules comes out first, and she's in this, oh, this is so beautiful, this is so perfection, in this full feather coat. She's just got like a silver corset on, but then this kind of like beaded mesh slip dress, but it's like really sparse thrown over the top. Her face is beat. It's beautiful. She's got this beautiful wig on with like sculptured balls in it and everything. It's just like, it ties in with the Vegas as well of it all, with the feathers. It's just white, monochromatic, luxe, beautiful, just gorgeous. One of her best looks, I would say. Lexi's up next on the runway, and she's kind of like the, kind of similar to Jules in the way of like, she's got like the mesh kind of bodysuit on, but it's like a two-piece bra and little skirt. Really fun. She got like this electric blue piggytails, and it's this really fun puffer jacket, and it's like you could camp in that thing. It is huge, really fun, very, very camp. Oh, camp. That's why they said that. Got it. Lol. We have Anya Nerve, and she's wearing this beautiful, oh, it's just absolutely this cultural moment. It looks absolutely gorgeous. She's in pants, which I really like, actually. The headdress, the giant, what does she call them? Door knocker earrings. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Her head looks so teeny tiny, I will say, but the outfit itself is absolutely gorgeous. I love the colors. It's spectacular. Sham Star comes out in orange. Monochromatic orange. It's a lot to take in. It is very beautiful. It is very pageant. I do love the velvet draping, the velvet trail behind her. It looks gorgeous. I don't know. I think I would have liked a little bit of color variation for some dimension in it, but it is a beautiful outfit. And then we have Susie too. And I really love this look from Susie. I think she looks fabulous. Red, monochromatic. Like, monochromatic is trend alert. This kind, it is gone, once again, 1920s sort of vibe. She got the little fringe dress on underneath. She's got the long cigarette in the gloved hands. I do really love the coat. She got the feather coming out of her head. It's beautiful. I don't know what it is. I can't pinpoint what it is about the makeup that I don't like. Like, it is classic Susie makeup, but there's something off about it. I don't know if the eye is bigger, like the white part on her inner eye is larger, and it's just throwing me a little bit, but I don't know. It's not, the makeup isn't selling it for me. My fave runway, if you didn't get by over my critiques, Jules. Absolutely gorgeous. One of the best looks of the season. Least favorite, I will say, is Lexi. I think it was really fun, but I don't know. It just wasn't as cohesive as the other looks were for me. Critiques. This is where I get a bit confused because the critiques in my head, the tops were Jules and Anya. They were the tops. And then the bottoms were out of Lexi, Sam and Susie. Sam and Susie both get critiqued on their, what I said in the start there, Sam bringing the country into the video and Susie bringing the flapper into her photo shoot and video and such. Yeah, they play their videos. They're all like very fine. I think Jules easily has the most entertaining one for me, but honestly, most of them are pretty forgettable. Lexi gets critiqued on her video as well. In Untucked, Jules especially is very confident. She's so ecstatic for her critiques. Susie is just really, really deflated after so many episodes of being in the top, getting good critiques, never falling below safe. She's finally like, I am 100% sure I'm in the bottom. Everyone else got great critiques with only a slight thing here or there. Sam is really confident as well, saying that they loved her in all the categories, when the other queens are like, no, girl. Like, what? What are you doing? Even Jules ends up practicing the lip sync song, and Sam is like, damn, should I be practicing? Y'all are scaring me. And it's like, yes, yes, you should. As this is the last Untucked for the season, very sad. They have a cute little scrapbook that they've done up for them of all the photos they've taken in Untucked. And it's nice to have like a little look back at all the queens, especially on like their first episode together, all 14 of them. God, that's gone so quick. It's crazy. Back on the main stage, Rue does his little like down the line of like, you were good because you did this. You were great because you did this. You were great because you did this. And it's Jules, Lexi, and Anya. So I'm like, oh, Jules, Lexi, and Anya are the tops. Oh, okay, sure. And then Jules is announced as the winner. I'm like, okay, great, deserved. Because in Untucked, Jules was like, Lexi, I think you have the win. And I was like, what do you mean? I think Lexi's like safe low. But anyway, Jules gets the win and I'm so, so happy for her. Absolutely deserved. I think she outdid everyone by quite a bit. So she wins the challenge. And not only that, she wins a spot in the Vegas residency as well. Correct me if I'm wrong. That's what I think happened. And I can think of no better queen than Jules being there out of this group right now. I think she would absolutely slay it. So that only leaves two queens left, and that's the bottom two, Sam and Susie. Susie's first time in the bottom, Sam's second time. So we'll see what happens. Lip sync song is Love Child by Diana Ross and the Supremes. And I haven't heard this song, but I really liked it. It's really fun. I enjoyed it. I think it's a very evenly matched lip sync between the two of them. Susie was seemed like she was trying to go into her little quirky moves and such, but the song really didn't allow for that. It was just a very emotional, expressive song, which I think is what edged Sam just over the line for me, because her facials really sold it. And yes, Sham Star, Shantae, you stay. I agree. Like, as much as Susie has been dominating the season, I do think she is an amazing queen who's done really, really well. But I think Sam, one, beat her in the lip sync and edged her out for her finale spot. I think Sam really, I don't see the finale without Sam. I think I've said that a couple times. So Susie Toot is eliminated, and you can see this disappointment and sadness on her face. And I'm like, I'd be fucking crushed as well. Like, top five and you just miss out. That's really rough. Her exit line is, Rue, I have one thing to say. And then she does like some Morse code. And Rue's like, that was Morse code for I'm going to key your car. Okay, so we have our top four of season 17. Are you hashtag Team Jules, Team Lexi, Team Anya, or Team Sam? Sound off in the comments below. The track record, let's go. Okay, quick track record update. Jules has 2 wins and 2 bottoms. Lexi has 2 wins, 0 bottoms. Anya has 4 wins, 1 bottom. Sam has 3 wins, 2 bottoms. So I think it's all pretty close, to be honest. Like, yes, Anya is slightly ahead with 4 wins and such, but I still think it's anyone's game. It depends on what they do at the finale. I don't know if they're going to do like a lip sync for the crown or individual performances. I don't know what the go is going to be. At this stage, I'm Team Anya, but it would also be sickening for a Jules or Lexi win. So like, I'm happy. I'm really looking forward to the finale to see what they do. I truly see Sam coming back to win an All-Stars, like her mom Trinity. That's the kind of path I'm seeing that go down, but we'll see. We'll see. Next week, we have the Lollapalooza of all the eliminated girls, and I'm so glad that they've done this again. This is going to be so cool. We got Megami to have like a redemption last season, so we see who's going to get their redemption this season. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Remember to like, comment, subscribe. Let us know your feelings on the episode using hashtag I've Always Said That. Remember to follow us on Instagram at I've Always Said That.pod. Thank you. You're welcome. Love you. Bye.